Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of May, Saturday morning. Many people are in denial right now as to what is going on in the world. They are living in a fantasy land. They actually think that this pandemic is going to go away. They actually believe the narrative put out by the media, by so-called scientists, and by governmental authorities. But for those of us who have been recipients of God's grace and believe the Bible, we understand that we are living in the last days. Perilous times have come. And men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And they will do anything they can to deny the word of God, to ignore the realities of what's going on in our world. They're trying to fool themselves that all this is just going to go away and eventually things are going to get better. We're going to get back to normal. Well, I would recommend that you get out your book and read the 24th chapter of Matthew. And we know that Jesus Christ came into this world for a specific purpose. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I pray? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. For there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, for I might take it again. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. Well, we realize that all the things that have happened have been foretold by God and the prophets, and Jesus Christ and his apostles. And we're living in those days when Jesus Christ said that times would wax worse and worse. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. When you see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God bless.